Hey, as usual, the rule is you are welcome to totally disregard me. I just happen to be standing here saying Dvarei Torah. Eat your breakfast, do your thing. It's 100% fine. I take no offense. Seder is very important. There's a lot going on. Every day you have to get stuff done before you go to yeshiva. It's totally fine. But if you happen to be interested in some Dvarei Torah over your breakfast, so then please, you know, lend me your ears. Before Rav Moshe Feinstein became the great Rav, the great Posek of America, everyone knew that the great Posek, and especially in the Lower East Side, was Rav Yosef Eliyahu Henkin. Nowadays, everyone only knows him as the person who said that civil marriage is considered halachic marriage. Nobody knows anything else about him. Happens to be, he was the greatest man to walk this land before Rav Moshe set foot here. But nowadays, we don't know him so much. The Mashal, the same is true when it comes to the Arizal. Everyone knows that Arizal changed the world of Kabbalah. They don't realize that there happens to have been somebody who was also pretty awesome in Tzvat a few years before the Arizal. His name was Rav Moshe Cordovero, the Ramak. Rav Moshe Cordovero was one of the Chachmei Tzvat, one of the great Chachamim, Migorashei Sefarad, who lived in Tzvat, along with Maran and all the other great people like Rav Moshe Alshech and etc. At the same time, and he had his own style of Kabbalah. He wasn't interested in Luriana Kabbalah. He was interested in Cordoveran Kabbalah. He had his own style. You can learn about him more. He wrote a sefer called Pardes Rimonim. And Rav Moshe Cordovero, Pardes Rimonim is well above, you know, all of our levels right now. But he wrote a sefer that makes it a little bit easier for us to understand, called Tomer Devorah. It's not the seminary. It's a sefer. Don't get distracted. I once told somebody I know Tomer Devorah. He's like, you know the seminary? Like, where is your mind? You're in yeshiva. Okay, fine. Baruch Hashem. Sefer Tomer Devorah is an illustration of the Ribono Shel Olam. Just like we know that there is 10 Sfirot, and each one corresponds to a different part, the Kaviyachol, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Guf, so too, there is 10 Sfirot for us to channel into by emulating the Ribono Shel Olam. We are all created B'Tselem Elohim. We all have Hashem's image. But if we don't act like Hashem, we are not V'Halachta B'Drachav, then we're Mechazev the Tzura. Then we totally, I guess, feign, don't properly achieve what it means to have a Tzelem Elohim, and therefore the Sefer Tomer Devorah instructs us about how to channel into each Sefirah. The first Perek, many spend much time, and Elul, especially, on the first Perek only of Tomer Devorah, because in it he elaborates the Yud Gimel Midot HaRachamim that we know as Vayavor in that Pasuk, but also there's a parallel set of Pesukim in Sefer Micha, now we all say every single day, Mi al kamocha, nose avon v'over al pesha, v'sherit nachalato lechizik l'arapo ki chapetz chesed hu, etc. Those three pesukim in Micha are parallel to Vayavor. And each of them is a midah of the Ribono Shel Olam that we can all emulate. And if you go through, it takes literally 5 minutes a day. Open Safaria, go to Musar, Tomer Devorah, Perek Aleph, Hakdama is 5 minutes, and then each of the 13 midot is another 5 minutes. There's more than 13 days left of Elul, and if you're saying Slichot every single day, to understand that the Gemara says that Hashem put on a talit and told Moshe Rabbeinu, Aseh lefanai keseder hazeh, say Vayavur every single day, and you will always be answered. You know, we're saying Slichot for 40 days. How many times do we feel like our tefillot are answered? I think Rav Moshe Cordovero or somebody else says, you didn't read the Gemara correctly. It says, Aseh lefanai keseder hazeh. It doesn't mean read the words. It means do. You have to be the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to tell you to be by emulating Hashem in all of His ways and that are reflected in the Yugilo Midot. And the only way to do that is to know what they are. You can scream Vayavur at the top of your lungs for 40 days. It won't get you anywhere. But if you know what you're saying to Hashem, I'm going to be like you, Chafetz Chesed, Hashem, Hashem, El Rachum Echanun, and you tell the Hashem, I'm going to do that, now please be that way for me. Hashem will listen, and our tefillah will be answered. So it's something to invest in over the course of Elul, whatever is left of it. Sefer Tomer Devorah, for those who can, for 5 minutes a day, a little bit of Musar. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen V'Amen. Yeah.